This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the growing global admiration for India's youth, noting that many world leaders now seek skilled Indian manpower to work in their countries. Mr. Modi was speaking virtually at a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir at Wadatal in Gujarat. Reflecting on his government's philosophy of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi, the Prime Minister stressed the importance of preserving cultural heritage for a nation's progress, urging citizens and spiritual leaders to take pride in India's legacy and pass it on to the future generations. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on the 13th of this month. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot. Mr. Modi said that a double-engine government is necessary for the rapid development of Jharkhand. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held election rally at Saraikela. On the other hand, speaking at an election rally in Palamu, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren criticized the NDA government for neglecting Jharkhand's interests during its tenure. Meanwhile, polling parties are being dispatched to their polling stations from today. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have so far been sent to 225 polling stations across five districts. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted the need to strengthen trade ties between India and Russia. He delivered the keynote address at the India-Russia Business Forum in Mumbai. Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister, Denis Manturov, was present on the occasion, along with other dignitaries. Dr. Jaishankar informed that currently the trade between the two countries is worth $66 billion and expressed confidence that it will cross the $100 billion mark by 2030. In Japan, leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, Shigeru Ishiba, was re-elected as country's prime minister today after securing the most votes in both houses of the Japanese Diet. The Japanese parliament, known as Diet, convened an extraordinary session this afternoon to elect the prime minister. In the runoff voting in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Ishiba outperformed the leader of the major opposition Constitutional Democratic Party, Yoshihiko Noda, to become the country's 103rd Prime Minister, despite falling short of the 233 majority threshold. Russia today denied the reports claiming that US President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation following the Republican candidate's victory in the last week's presidential election. Speaking at a daily media briefing in Moscow, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov dismissed the claims, stating that no such conversation took place. Earlier, several media outlets reported that U.S. President-elect and Russian President held a telephonic conversation recently. The annual UN Climate Change Conference COP29 kicked off in Baku, Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as the Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has succeeded Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. Later, in a social media post, Prime Minister Modi has conveyed best wishes to Justice Sanjeev Khanna for his tenure. The Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 kicked off at Rajgir in Bihar today with the inaugural match between Japan and South Korea. The match ended in a draw. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event formally this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.